If you want to see a healthy dose of pride on any given sunny day, head over to the Jane Warner Plaza on the corner of Castro and Market Streets in San Francisco. It's better known locally as the Buff Stop. Because of the nudists who can be found letting it all hang out when it's warm. Earlier this year, they caused so much controversy with area businesses and residents that Supervisor Scott Weiner penned and passed an ordinance in February, ordering nudists to cover their private parts in public. But as KALW's Leah Rose found out, that hasn't necessarily made much difference. And a note for our listeners. The following story contains mature subject matter.
It's a weekday afternoon, and I've just arrived at Jane Warner Plaza in the Castro. I'm here to meet a Buff Stop regular, a guy named Woody Miller. There's 15 or so people sitting around at little red metal tables talking and drinking coffee. After about 10 minutes, Miller shows up, and he stands out. He surveys the scene from behind this long white ZZ Top-style beard. He's wearing a pair of pink high-top Converse, and except for a little black sack covering his man parts, he's standing there completely naked.
Yeah, I think that having this little black bag over my genitals draws more attention to them than if I was just naked. And, you know, it's like I have to have this piece of fabric on to cover up a part of my anatomy that people have decided is just, for some reason, obscene and dangerous. And I think it's stupid.
As of February, public nudists in San Francisco must keep their privates covered. That followed another ordinance from 2011 that requires nudists to carry around something to sit on so their bare bums don't touch communal seats. Miller doesn't like it.
It's kind of silly because most of us, I would say 98% of us, were doing that anyway because it's just nudist etiquette. Basically, you do it because you want to protect yourself from whatever crunch might be on the seat before you sit on it with your body exposed to it.
As I sit talking to Miller, and by the way, he's sitting on a green handkerchief, I start to notice people creeping in to get a closer look and holding up their phones to take his picture. One woman wearing a big white Stetson hat isn't so curious. She's angry. She walks right up and tells Miller she's offended by seeing his bare body in public.
I find it to be personally appalling, and I believe that the penis is often used as a symbol of power. And I think that it's degrading to all women. I think it's degrading to gay people. And I think all of these tourists that come and then go back to their hometowns associate gay people with perversion and all sorts of sexual sins. And I think it's just, it's not the right thing. It's not a progressive thing, and it's not good for the gay community.
But not all women in the plaza are offended by the sight of nearly naked men.
I think they're terrific.
And I found, too, that women really liked the nudists better than the men liked them, which I find very interesting, because the tourist women, they want their pictures with the nudist, and they just laugh and giggle and have a good time.
One of her table companions agrees.
I think they should have the right to do it. I just, you know, sometimes I like it a little prettier, a little classier. It's like, sometimes the ones who shouldn't do and the ones who should don't. I think that everybody should have the right to express themselves.
But another does not.
This is not a free speech issue. We could have nude beaches. We could have designated areas. Why aren't they going somewhere else in the city? You know, give us a break. The gay community is already suffering tons of stereotypes. I don't really like being here. That's why I got my back turned away and stuff like that.
Obviously, the Castro is still divided over the issue.
And it doesn't seem like it's that big a deal, except in this neighborhood. And in this neighborhood, people are taking sides in there, you know, screaming at each other, oh, you're a bunch of Nazis. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Have respect.
I was curious what the tourists thought. They were easy to spot around the plaza. Most were hopping off the old-fashioned F Market streetcars that drive up 17th right through the Buff Stop before turning down Market Street toward the Embarcadero. One tells me,
well, it's not the most pleasant view, but it's very San Francisco, and for us being from LA, like, we're kind of having the whole San Francisco vibe, so it kind of makes sense, you know, just because we've heard of it, I've seen them before, it just adds to the flavor of San Francisco.
Around 4 o'clock, another nudist named Lloyd Fishback strolls into the plaza wearing a crocheted hat made to look like the head of an owl. He is deeply tanned, nearly hairless, and aside from his hat, he's wearing only a bright orange thong and flip-flops.
I'm here pretty much every day, after work, I'll come here and sit a while and do a little walk. It's just a way I can relieve stress from work.
When I ask Fishback how the ban has changed the buff stop, he sounds a little defeated.
It's like they just took your total freedom away. And now, it's a shame you got to be told how to dress and what to wear. This was probably the last city in the world you could do this, and now it's gone. Gone forever. We used to call it the buff stop, B-U-F-F. Now, we could say, like, the semi-buff stop, I guess. We're semi-nude now.
Miller says he also felt repercussions from the ban, and he told me that the other nudists who hang out at the plaza are willing to cover up for now, but they refuse to stop fighting.
We kind of all decided that we would do what we could to stay within the law, and we would wear the bare minimum, see if people still complained about that and see what happens with that. So that's what we're doing now. Plus, a small number of nudists got together and decided to fight the ban in court. So they're litigating a lawsuit at this point.
The nudists say they're looking forward to this weekend's Pride festivities, like the all-night street party Pink Saturday and the Pride Parade, an event in which full nudity is still legal. In San Francisco, I'm Leah Rose for Cross Currents.